好。The photographer Miroslav Tichý became known in the Czech Republic only recently, after he achieved major success abroad. His unusual photographs have been exhibited in galleries in London, New York, Zurich, and although they are of very poor technical quality, visitors and critics are impressed. The photographs are now sold for up to 10,000 euros. Nearly 80 years old, Tichý is regarded as a real eccentric by his neighbors in Kyiv, a small Moravian town. His work reflects his obsession with the female body. But while other photographers ask women to pose and use the best equipment and store photographs with a big care, Tichý did the opposite. He used to hide in bushes and take pictures of unaware women and girls with his homemade cameras. Once developed, they were thrown away, and Tichý didn't care about them anymore.
Jsou to velmi pečlivá pozorování kyjovských žen.
They are all very careful observations of women from Kyiv and of everyday trivial activities. But soon you realize that these trivial situations, such as someone sitting on a bench, women waiting for a bus, someone taking off a t-shirt at a swimming pool, are somehow extraordinary. Tichý managed to give this banality a feeling of exceptionality and rarity. Just part of a female body in his pictures can look very esoteric. There are so many magazines that offer much more nudity than Tichý, but his photographs are different. A woman's tights between a knee and a skirt or a swimming costume look somehow mysterious in his pictures.
Sukinkou nebo plavkami je najednou takové jako tajemné.
Says Radek Horáček, the director of the Brno House of Art, which is currently running an exhibition of Tichý's photographs.
To je jako když nějaký zamilovaný šesťák si někde uloupil.
It's like when an 11-year-old boy falls in love, steals a photograph of his classmate and cherishes it in his notebook. Tichý even sketched on it, drew frames with a pen or a pencil. Some of the photographs were taken from TV, some were just thrown here and there. Some romantics say that there are even traces of mice nibbling at pictures in the unbelievable mess.
Jak to někde tam v tom nepořádku myšky ohryzávali.
In the 1940s, Tichý studied at Academy of Fine Art in Prague, but after the communist takeover in 1948, he dropped out of the school and returned to Moravia. The solitary artist started with paintings, figurative drawings, and settled with photography, sticking to his main motif, women. Back in the 60s, he used to make about 90 pictures a day. Unnoticed and unknown, he behaved like a voyeur, trying to capture a precious moment. When I was a little boy, my grandmother used to tell me, "Wash your hands, otherwise you are going to be like Mirek Tichý." For my grandmother, he was a forbidding example. For me, he has always been a magnet, says Roman Buxbaum, the person who introduced the name Tichý to the world. The photographer's friend from childhood emigrated to Switzerland with his parents. When he, after many years, returned to his birthplace, he discovered the photographs and started exhibiting them abroad.
Dnes je spousta umělců, kteří se věnují fotografii a spousta z nich fotí těmi nejmodernější.
These days there are plenty of artists who take photographs. They have the most modern digital equipment and the best computer software. They all try to make their pictures look crude. They want something like a document of a reality. But can you believe a 30-year-old university graduate? Does he really know what's crude? It's simply impossible, especially in comparison to Miroslav Tichý.
Nějaké ženské nahoty nebo nějakých ženských kroků po kyjovských ulicích.
Says Radek Horáček. The exhibition in Brno has created a lot of interest, especially among locals. Some of them come hoping that they will recognize one of the many women and girls captured in the photographs. Others come to see what has made that strange old alcoholic man so famous. The photographs are puzzling. They are not focused, not well developed, and damaged by weather and careless handling. They were never meant to be exhibited, and even now Miroslav Tichý objects to the success and fame. He carefully chooses the people he talks to and shares his opinions with. He has described exhibitions as a waste of time and says this world is nothing more than a double sheet.
He must have made such a bad pictures to be the best photographer. You cannot do good photographs to be the best one, but you have to do the worst ones to be the best one.
Pavel Vanča, the author of a monograph about Miroslav Tichý, paraphrases the photographer's own words about his approach and continues with his opinion.
I think these pictures have really the special atmosphere of the time when they were made. They have a special magic of a work which has totally arisen from one man's endeavor. They are really something like a thumbstone to a very special life. It might influence a lot of people. On the other hand, he's quite standing aside of any movement, of any group of photographers, artists, and it's really a solitary person, so many people might like it and many people do like it, but I quite doubt that there would be something like a Tichý-esque school or something like that.
To find out more information about the exhibition, visit www.dumb.cz.